going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show. 9:22 live in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We're headed to the top of the hour, and I don't even know who we got coming up. Is it Atlanta soccer tonight? Do we know, Miles? Is it Atlanta soccer tonight? I have no idea what's coming up next. So,
I was going to ask Mike Conte on the text line.
It'll be in the book there. So, how about this? A farmer in Kentucky has recently found over 700 coins that are from the Civil War era buried in his cornfield. 18 of the coins. So he's found over 700 coins. 18 of the coins are expected to sell for over $100,000 each at auction. Let me repeat that. 700 coins found buried in his cornfield. I don't know how, if he just like got a metal detector and found them or whatever like that, but 18 of the coins are expected to sell for over $100,000 each at auction. How crazy is that? Why can't I find like some coins in my cornfield that are $100,000 a piece? And I'm looking at a picture, a video of all of this. And again, it's staggering. Like, all of these coins, like I don't know if they're gold or whatever, they're silver coins and all this. How do you find something like that? Like how does somebody just stumble across in their cornfield the idea of 700 coins from the Civil War? This has got to be, like, one of the great finds of all time. So it's just, it's crazy. But can you imagine finding something like that in your backyard, just in the cornfield? And there'll be 18 of those coins. So again, he's going to get millions of dollars out of all of this stuff. Millions out of all of this. Whew. I can never get that lucky. Never get that lucky. All right. Happy birthday today. There's some good birthdays today. So it's Elvis's birthday today. Do you know who Elvis Presley is, Miles, by the way? You're 28 years old.
Come on, I ain't just living under a rock here, Chuckery.
Okay.
Of course.
So, I know you weren't alive when he was alive because when I was a kid, I remember where I was down in Homosassa Springs, Florida, when Elvis died. That would have been like, what, 76, 75, 76, 77, somewhere around there. But I remember I was in Homosassa Springs. We were at this, like, wildlife retreat. There were hippos and things like that. We would toss marshmallows to or whatever like that. But I remember my mom getting the newspaper that Elvis had died. And this would have been during the summertime because I wasn't in school or anything. This would have been during the summertime. But we were in Homosassa Springs, Florida when he died. So my mom was a big Elvis fan. I've got record. I mean, she's got records and stuff like that from him, but crazy. Shirley Bassey, who sang multiple James Bond themes, one of the great voices of all time. It's her birthday today. Stephen Hawking. Have you seen where Stephen Hawking, this guy who's, I don't even know what Stephen Hawking does, okay? But he's on the Epstein client list. Like, he's part of that Epstein list.
That's a list you don't want to be on.
Well, exactly. But again, how is Stephen Hawking motoring around on all this stuff? Anyway, the game show host Bob Eubanks' birthday, David Bowie's birthday is today as well. So how about Elvis, David Bowie, and the infamous R. Kelly? Do you listen to his? I will not listen to his music anymore.
So on the what we're about to get into, the list, I actually have Kells on my list. And I was going to give you a disclaimer and say, can we mention this guy? But yeah, I could listen to R. Kelly. I feel you, though.
Okay. I mean, listen. I know he's a very talented musical artist, but I can't separate the stuff that he was involved in.
Yeah.
And whether it was Aaliyah or whether it was any of these other girls and stuff, like I can't separate that from just the music itself.
Right.
I can't. So David Bowie is interesting. So I did not make this disclaimer during Christmas time. So do you know who David Bowie is?
That's where you could call me a dopey millennial.
That's fine. So David Bowie was a rock star through the 70s and 80s and stuff. And he did this character that was just, I forget what the character's name was, but it was, Ziggy Stardust. Ziggy Stardust was the character. And David Bowie has been rumored to have had sex with Mick Jagger from the, you know, Stones and all this kind of stuff. There's all these crazy stories out there. So he did a Christmas song, I think it was like in the late 70s, with Bing Crosby, who was just an old school, old time curmudgeon crooner. Okay. Like, have you ever heard the song White Christmas by Bing Crosby? Have you ever heard that song?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Anyway, so I've always said that if Bing Crosby really knew what David Bowie's lifestyle was and what he was into, he would have pulled a 4-iron out of his bag and beat him to death with it. Because Bing Crosby was an old curmudgeon. Bing Crosby had not one but two kids that killed themselves.
Mm.
He had two kids that committed suicide. Because supposedly he was not a very good father. But he had two kids that killed themselves. So if that tells you what kind of upbringing and all that kind of stuff, you know, it was. But I've always said, Bing Crosby, if he knew what David Bowie was into, he would have taken a 4-iron and beat him to death. So anyway, with that uplifting anecdote, tonight's top 10 list, David Bowie, R. Kelly, Elvis, a lot of good birthdays today. Your top 10 male musical artists that you can listen to their whole catalog of. You could put on their music and listen for hours at a time. Miles, the floor is yours.
Okay, Chuckery. So I asked any genre, you know.
Yep.
So we're talking a lot of artists here.
Yep, whatever you want.
So I'm going to start off with my 10.
Okay.
And this is, you know, I told you beginning of the show, born and raised here in Atlanta. This guy, he played a huge part of my upbringing when it comes to music. I got to go Future.
Okay.
John Chuckery. I got to go Future at number 10. Now, some people might say that's too low. Some people might not have him there at all.
Oh, that's your personal, again.
It's my personal
list. It's your personal list.
Right.
Yes.
Over the last 5 years or so, I haven't listened to much, but from 2009 to 14, it was Future was the man.
What about past?
When you say past, you mean his past music?
No, what? I'm just. You said Future.
Oh, see, you got me there.
Yeah,
you got me there. Number 9, I'm gonna go Kanye West.
Okay,
I'm gonna go Kanye West right here, John Chuckery. You say the whole catalog. That's why he's so low on this list. His music from 2004, the College Dropout, Late Registration, it all registered with me. And, you know, that's classics right there. Even the 808s and Heartbreak album. But you know, it kind of drops off a little bit. But that's why he's number 9 on my list. Moving on. Number 8. I'm switching it up a little bit. I got Charlie Wilson in the Gap Band.
Okay.
I got nice. Charlie Wilson in the Gap Band. I'm born in 95. I know a lot of their stuff was before me, but any Charlie Wilson Gap Band song, it gets me going.
I'm going to have a lot of artists on my list
right.
that I was 2 decades late on.
Yep. So I guess that's just, you know, musical historian here. Where am I at? Number seven right here. I don't know if you're a big fan of this guy. I think this is a guy where you either hate or love. I'm going Drake. I'm going Drake right here, John Chuckery. You know, that's the
bad
a lot.
Things.
He, you know,
bad things.
I haven't heard a bad Drake album. I'll say that. I've heard some bad Drake songs where, you know, the singing stuff starts to get. But catalog wise, I think he's up there for me.
So you would be right in line with Dylan.
Oh,
and
my boy Dylan.
Yeah. So Dylan and I believe Dom is a big Drake fan as well. I believe Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, Drake definitely deserves some credit. But that's like I said, it's a guy you either hate or love,
right.
I think. Number six. And it's because of the music. I feel like they could have released more music, but when they were at it and when they were together, I mean, come on. Outkast.
Yeah.
Outkast. Yeah. I'm from Atlanta. I'm an ATLian.
Right.
I got Outkast. Specifically, look, choked on a piece of chicken from 2003 right there. Andre 3000.
Yeah.
So Andre 3000.
I actually did some work. So when I was in my previous life, I was in the landscape business. I did some work when he bought a house out in Smoke Rise, mm-hmm. which is kind of out in the Stone Mountain area. And I mostly dealt with his mom, but I did deal with him a little bit. And I did a bunch of landscaping work at a house that he had bought. This would have been we were still in Stone Mountain at the time where we were based at. So this would have been before 98. So somewhere between probably between 96 and 98.
That's when
I would have done some work for him. He had a house in a subdivision called Smoke Rise. It was an area by Stone Mountain called Smoke Rise. It was nice houses. They were a little bit older, but it was nice houses, you know, in there, and I did a bunch of work for him.
Yep, so I definitely Outkast. I think I'm at number 5 right now. Number 5, guy we just mentioned, Chuck, R. Kelly. I mean, I'm not going to go too into details, but, you know, Date Night with a Woman. Come on. I mean, nothing gets it going better than some R. Kelly.
Some 12 play. Oh, okay. I was say, hopefully you're not going too young.
No. Yeah. We're going to move right along, but yeah, Kale's exactly. definitely is on my list. Number 4, I'm going Jay-Z. Some people might think that's too low. Some people might, you know, think it's too high. But no, Hove is definitely on my list. From 1996, Reasonable Doubt, you know, to now. He's getting up there. But, no, Hove definitely is on my list. Number 3, I'm going Usher.
Okay.
I'm going Usher right here.
I like Usher. I like Usher's music, too.
Yeah.
I like some of his newer stuff, and I like some of the older stuff that he's got out there as well.
And we all know he just did the Vegas residency. I think he's performing at the halftime show this year. I think
he is at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yes.
So he's finally, I think, going to get his credit. I think he deserves more credit.
And it'll be interesting to hear what songs, because again, he's going to do Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the songs that he does. And he'll bring everybody out for it.
Burn probably.
DJ got us falling in love. He'll play a lot of his mainstream hits. When you do the Super Bowl, you go mainstream.
You got to go pop too.
Pop and mainstream.
Not the Nice and Slow. I don't think he's gonna play that.
Yeah.
Number 3, getting down to it, Chuck. Number 3, Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, he's on my list as well.
Michael Jackson, definitely.
So you're not old enough to know the difference between Thriller and Off the Wall, but Off the Wall is a better album than Thriller. So just keep that in mind. Just write that down, keep notes of it, and you'll thank me later on.
I have the Thriller album. I have both albums, but I'm going to go to Cypher tonight, see which one I like more. Number 2, we getting down to it. I'm going Tupac right here.
Okay.
Chuck, I'm going Tupac.
I mean, he's still putting out albums, and he's been dead for 30 years.
And a lot of his, you know, how do you say it? Help me.
Posthumously. He had posthumously. He has more albums after he died than I'll ever have in my life.
And I think that's why a lot of people thought he was still alive. Because you had the rumor when I was growing up, oh, he's in Cuba somewhere. Because he was releasing so much music.
Yeah.
You know, he was a workaholic, man.
Well, that's what I mean. Again, they look, even the Beatles have music that was not released from, you know, the 60s when they were together. Again, 50 years later, they're still coming up with song. Like, the Beatles just had a top 10 hit on the Billboard chart from outtakes of AI and all this. Like, again, so, again, they have all this music on hand for the long term.
Yep, yep. Pac is up there. And number one, and I put him number one because not necessarily him rapping or singing the song. It's just I feel like he's the best producer of all time. And it could be any beat from Dre. It's just it resonates from any artist. It could be a New York artist, a West Coast artist, a South artist. It's Dr. Dre.
Okay.
It's a Dr. Dre production, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it gets me going every time.
Yeah.
Keep their heads ringing, Chuck.
Listen, ain't nothing but a G thing.
Come on.
All right, let me see how many of these people you know of, okay? All right. I said Elvis Presley. He's on my list. You said you know him, right?
Yeah, I know Elvis.
You know who the Beatles are?
Nah, come on, Chuck. You know I know the Beatles.
Okay.
Paul McCartney and the crew.
Okay. How about Luther Vandross?
You know I know Luther.
Okay. How about, you said Paul McCartney. Yep, Paul McCartney is a solo artist, is on my list as well.
Okay.
George Michael?
You're losing me.
Okay. How about the Rolling Stones?
Yep, I know the Stones.
Okay. How about Elton John, Atlanta resident?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I know Elton.
How about Prince?
Yep.
Okay. Michael Jackson. And my last one, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, yeah. So I've recently gotten into a lot of Frank Sinatra.
Good.
Recently.
Okay. I mean, again, listen to the very best of the Reprise years, and that's one of the best CDs you'll ever listen to. So the best of the Reprise years, because that was a record album that he was on, the Reprise record album.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to his greatest hits from that era, and that's some of the best music that's ever been done. So
I'm a fan.
All right, when we get back, we'll get to a little bit more nonsense. We're headed to the top of the hour. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 on the Game, and the Odyssey.com app.